The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." Heavenly Father, as we begin this session, we dedicate our work to you. Help us to approach each decision with diligence and purpose, knowing that our service is for something greater than ourselves. Fill our hearts with integrity and a commitment to excellence so that all we do reflects your goodness. Bless our efforts today that they may be honoring to you and benefit those we serve. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from the 4th is recognized as being present. Senator from Cass is recognized as being present. Senator from Saline is recognized as being present. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 11th day, Tuesday, January 28th.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Senator from 25th or Dunklin.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce some very special guests.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and to my left, we have the Cape Girardeau champion swim and diving team from 2024. And I'll ask you all to stand when I call your name. We've got Dana Powell, who's one of the coaches. We've got Chad Searman, one of the coaches. And then we've got swimmers Signe Ringwald, Isabella Pattengill, and Kennedy Ringwald. Now, Mr. President, these swimmers, first of all, this is the first time that a women's team from Cape Central has won a state championship. And I would also like to say that their coach, Dana, used to be Miles, was my person that taught me how to swim. So it's very kind of special to have them here. But they're actually not in my district. So with that, Mr. President, I would like to inquire the senator from the 27th.
The Senator from the 27th, the Senator from the 25th would like to inquire. Do you accept the inquiry?
Absolutely.
All right, please proceed.
Senator, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great, and it's great to be in the company of these champions.
Absolutely. So I think you may have something you'd like to say as well.
And again, you know, for you guys to be the state champions and the first team of all the teams of ladies in Cape Central High School history is pretty remarkable. So we give you accolades, and I'd ask the body to recognize them and thank you.
Please welcome these special guests from the Cape Girardeau region. Please provide them a round of applause. You've got two two sponsors here, so you're very, very special guests. Thank you for coming. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce some very special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, standing right at the very end there is a constituent of mine, Michelle Woods. She is the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity in St. Charles County. Would like the body to welcome her today.
Please welcome this special guest from St. Charles County. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the first.
Question of special guest.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Please keep it down. The senator from the first is trying to introduce a special guest. Please keep it down in the gallery.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, we have, on the behalf of the senator from the fourth and myself, I'm pleased to introduce Tony Gogu, his wife Edie, and his daughter Antonia from Tirana, Albania, if I haven't pronounced it right. I even haven't met them yet, but I just noticed them from a Zoom call. Tony Gogu is an Albanian lawmaker, legal expert, and humanitarian. He is currently serving in the Albanian parliament and has held key roles as Tirana's prefect, city council chairman, and deputy minister of justice, leading reforms in justice, disaster recovery, and public administration. Beyond government, he has worked in financial security and humanitarian leadership as director of Albania's Deposit Insurance Agency and National Director of World Vision in the Western Balkans. He's a lifelong advocate of faith-based leadership as he had previously served as associate pastor and remains engaged in the community. Additionally, I would like to introduce Alana Deshenko and Elena Stubella, members of the Association ILRA. ILRA is an association established on March 15, 2020, as a result of the desire to help fellow Albanians who were displaced during the 2020 earthquake. The goal of this organization is to keep the Albanian culture, history, and language alive, as well as bringing the Albanian community closer together. Alana is a part of original group that established the organization in 2020 and is currently the comptroller of the organization and responsible for use of its funds. She immigrated to the United States when she was 14 and received a finance degree from University of Missouri Columbia. Alana joined ILRA a year ago, and she currently is the secretary of the association, responsible for keeping all the records, organization, keeping meeting minutes, and being a liaison. She is an MBA and is a recent immigrant from Kosovo. So I would like to welcome them for being here today. I have one of the largest Albanian populations is in the first Senate district. These are great folks. I've had a lot of conversations. I had a conversation a month or two ago with Tony, and it kind of elevated into this. He was going to come to the United States and visit the prayer breakfast in Washington and stuff. So we wanted him to come here. So I really wish everybody would give him a warm welcome and welcome to the United States.
We're very excited to have you as guests. Please provide them a warm welcome. The order of business is introduction of guest, Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, here on your left and my right, if these young ladies can give a wave when I say their name, I have Kaylee Halfhill and Addison David with the organization Youth with Vision. Also up here in the upper chamber, if these students can stand and be recognized, we have this incredible group of young leaders representing the counties of Clay, Platte, and Ray counties. These leaders are tasked with a really lofty goal, and that is to create drug-free communities for future generations by putting education into action. Now, I want to share a story with you. When I was a young student, I was 14 years old, and I came with this organization, Youth with Vision. And I sat down in my senator's office, President Pro Tem Ed Quick. And he listened so intently and asked such great questions that it helped me recognize my own value and my worth to shape policy. So when you see these young leaders today, please give them a wave, introduce yourself, and I ask that the Senate please give them a very warm welcome.
Please provide them a warm welcome. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the Fifth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of some special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'm honored to say that I have some folks who are visiting us for representing the Silver Herald Legislature to advocate for our senior citizens. To your left and my right, if you all would please stand. We have with us today Ms. Ollie Stewart, Jackie Hutchinson, Ms. Judith Pruitt, Dr. Ron Gregory, and Dr. Sheila Basopo-Moyo. So I just want to say thank you all so much for being here today, and if the body would join me in giving them a warm welcome.
Please provide them a warm welcome. Thank you for being here. Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will also like to introduce some people from the silver-haired legislators. One from my district, Reverend Kevin Kosh. And as well as my mother's dear friend, Miss Rosemary Byrd, been knowing her pretty much most of my life. She was her co-worker at Lafayette Elementary School, a great teacher as well as my mother was, and welcome them to the Senate.
Please provide them a warm welcome. The order of business is introduction of guest. The next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. We'll move on to the next order of business, resolutions. Next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 20th.
I have a resolution, no explanation needed.
Please send the resolution forward. All right, no explanations needed, so the resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator, it's been pointed out to me the resolution is a joint resolution, so the resolution will be sent back, and I think that will be under introduction of bills. Would that be acceptable to you?
Acceptable.
All right, thank you. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Next order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
I have a bill. I waive the reading. No explanation necessary.
Please send the bill forward. Senator, I will note you cannot waive the reading. The secretary will read the bill, but you don't. I assume you do not care to explain the bill. Is that accurate?
I can if you prefer, but
it's really. She will read the bill, but you can explain it at your option.
No worry.
No explanation needed. All right.
Thank you,
Madam Secretary. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 646, offered by Senator Carter, an act relating to a tax credit for certain dependents.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills, and no explanation is needed.
Please send the bills forward. M- Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 55, offered by Senator Trent, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care.
Please read the second bill, please.
Senate Bill Number 647, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to peer-to-peer car sharing with a delayed effective date.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 648, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to the admissibility of evidence of a defendant's creative or artistic expression.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill Number 649, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to the taxability of certain deferred compensation plans.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four outstanding bills here, and there is no explanation needed.
All right, please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill. Senator from the 15th, I will note the Secretary has indicated there were three bills rather than four. Is that correct? All right, thank you. All right, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 650, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain professions.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 651, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to an income tax exemption for certain seniors.
Would you please read the third bill?
Senate Bill Number 652, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to the Missouri Vocational Enterprises Program.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th, please send the bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 653, offered by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to the expenses incurred for the regulation of public utilities.
Okay, the order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Scott.
Mr. President, I have two bills, no explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bills forward. Please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 654, offered by Senator Berger, an act relating to codes of student conduct in public schools.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 655, offered by Senator Berger, an act relating to reporting of abuse and neglect with penalty provisions.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. Is there any explanation needed for the bill?
Yes, sir.
All right. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Joint Resolution number 56, offered by Senator Moon. A joint resolution relating to taxation.
Senator from Lawrence, please proceed with the explanation of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our former friend and Senator Ed Emery worked for years on providing a taxation reform bill. And made a lot of progress, I think, but it's been some time since we've actually talked about it. So I thought it was a good time to reintroduce it, and thought it would be nice to put his name on it. So this is the Ed Emery Act, and it'll provide for fair taxation and freedom for Missourians. Look forward to discussing it further.
All right. Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I have one bill and no explanation is necessary.
All right, please send the bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, could you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 656, offered by Senator Bean, an act relating to rural workforce housing with a penalty provision.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
All right. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Livingston.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know everybody will want to get their...
Please keep it down. The Senator from Livingston is making an important announcement here.
Yeah, normally it's hard for people not to hear this voice, but no matter what's going on. I do see some of you have your electronic devices in your hand, and some of you will need to pull those out at this time to get prepared, because it's time to begin speaking about Great Northwest Days. And we will keep it fairly short today about the great part of the state of Missouri, including this trivia question that I ask you to figure out. I represent the part of the state that is truly not 200 years old. So you will win a lollipop if you figure out what counties in my 19 have not made it to that bicentennial age within our state. We were part of the Platte Purchase, not the original part of the state of Missouri. So do that. But we will come together and celebrate next Tuesday evening at Capitol Plaza. And of course, you and your staff are invited to be there. If there's no other motivation, I am paying for it. So some of you that know my squeakiness will realize that will be something exciting to get me to sign a check. And with that, I invite you to be there on the 4th, and we will have those great people of the northwest part of the state running around the building for 2 days next week. Thank you, Mr. President, for this short announcement.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Platte.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platte. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.